Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, March the 16th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running, and what a day it will be. Now, coming up in hour number two, and again, it's live radio, you never know, but I am told that we will be joined by the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer, in hour number two today, and trust me, there has a lot been going on. A lot has been going on in the last week here in Marion, so we will be very anxious to get his thoughts on everything that has went on, and we always thank the mayor for coming on to share his thoughts. And if you pay attention to this station, the mayor is usually on the fourth Thursday or Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month from 9 to 10. So he bumped that up to this week because we wanted to get some information on a lot of the things going on, get his reaction to a lot of the things going on last week, and also get updated on some things that have been going on down at City Hall. So we hopefully we will do that next hour from 9:10 until 10 a.m. I thank everybody who called in yesterday who discussed the headache that I had last Friday. It was good to hear from people who wondered why we were not on the air last Friday night. And if you listened yesterday, you know we went through all that. I'm not going to go through all that again. We will just hope that it does not happen again. Now, one thing I wanted to do this morning, because we've had to do this for about the last month now, is do something that I like to call the State of the Station. And hopefully we will get through this rather quick this morning. But as many of you know, about a month, and here's the reason we do this, to be honest with you, is that this became a story in the Marion Star about a month ago when our license was revoked for about, well, it ended up being, I don't know how many days it was. It wasn't quite a week. It ended up being like 4 or 5 days. But one of the problems with that 4 or 5 days was because 3 of those days were not days when the FCC was in, so we really could not get a hold of anybody. The weekend obviously being part of that, and I think that particular Monday being President's Day, a federal holiday. So it really took about a day to get back on the air if it had not been for those 3 days that nobody was in the office with the FCC. But they all deserve a holiday, and they deserve weekends too, so we can't get angry about that. But here's the state of the station, and the reason we give these, again, is because at that time, the local newspaper, which is a major news outlet here in town, covered this story, and I feel that we are a news outlet. We have news on every day. We have weather on every day. And even when we are the story, we will cover it. So here's where we are at this particular point. As many of you know, back in February, the reason the license was pulled is because our license was up for renewal, which for stations like this happens about every 6 years. So our license had been up for renewal since, I believe, October of 2020, and it had just kind of been in limbo. Now, one of the reasons it had been in limbo is because a complaint was filed against us. So a complaint had been filed against us, and a letter had been sent out via email asking us to respond to this complaint. And we did not respond to the complaint because we did not get the email. Now, people will tell you that we did get the email. We did not, and there are a lot of reasons that prove we did not get the email that I'm not going to get into because that's just, I don't know at this point. It just turns into an arguing match, but we did not get the email. We did not respond. That's what led to the canceling of the license. As a matter of fact, when the FCC found out that we did not get the email and that only an email had been sent, no letter in the mail, ever since that point, we have gotten letters in the mail, sometimes two letters in the mail, requesting information. So now it's hard to miss, and we've always been very happy to respond. So that all happened. The complaint came in. That's why the renewal of the license got delayed. That's why the whole cancellation of the license happened back in February for those 4 or 5 days. The license was reinstated by the FCC. We spoke to two different people who both agreed that's what would happen. So from that point on, we got another letter of inquiry asking about a particular issue, the makeup of the board of directors here, which was one of the complaints levied by the person who made the complaints. So at that particular point, that person complained again to the FCC. We wouldn't expect them to do anything differently. And we had a date, I believe, of March 11th to respond to the FCC, and the board of directors, I believe, did respond to the board to the FCC. I think the day before is when it happened, March the 10th. And from that point, the person who made the complaint, I think, had 10 days. I don't have this letter in front of me, but they had 10 days to respond to our response, is how it went. And yesterday, well, let me give you just a perspective on this, that our response, I think, was 3 pages. There were essentially 2 questions that they were asking. It was a 2-page letter from the FCC. They were asking 2 questions, essentially, about the board here. And we took 3 pages to respond to those two questions. And the other person who made the complaint did file his response, I believe, yesterday to that, which I believe was 55 pages to those 2 questions. And I believe he says it was 55 pages. So I don't know. I haven't read it, to be honest with you. Usually when something comes from this person, it's just a regurgitation of things he said before. So 55 pages, what can you do? But based on all that, that's where it is. So there's the update today. And beyond that, really have no particular news at this point. But I will say this. You never know what's going to happen. That's what I have learned from being in this business for quite a long time. You can't control what other people are going to do. You can't control what way the FCC is going to rule on a particular situation. So you just have to be ready for it. That was one of the issues back in February, because nobody had gotten the email. Nobody was ready for that to happen. It was completely out of the blue, and when we heard from the Marion Star that day, that was the first time we had heard of anything happening. So that was a little bit of a different situation than this. We are completely aware what's going on now, and the great thing about it is that it has allowed us in this last month to explore all kinds of possibilities. Now, not to say that we don't want to stay on the air. Of course we would like to stay on the air. We've been doing this 7 years in 2 months. You know, I believe under 2 months now, we've been doing this for 7 years. And we believe we are performing a public service here, that we are giving you news and weather recorded and presented by local people all day long, public affairs programs, things of that nature, like the mayor coming on next hour. That's certainly a public affairs program. And all the times we've had the health commissioner on. So, at this particular point, we will just see what happens, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
Yeah, this guy is following a complaint about you all. Is it directed at you or the station? Does he have a vendetta against somebody?
Well, you know, I really can't say. Well, as far as being, this one is more directed toward the station, although he does mention me in the complaint, which that's fine. It's been going on for 7 years. I mean, he has said a lot of things negative on social media. He has reported us to the FCC before. It's not like it's the first time it's happened.
Yeah, I know, but what you said before was still, this guy has to something about either you or you're facing something or it doesn't like your program, I don't know what it is, or somebody's decision. But if I were you guys, I'd be trying to find out real truth why you're doing it.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to know because, like I said, I have never met this person, and if I have, we've never had a conversation that I can remember of in person. I think at one point they claimed that I did meet them years ago at Sears, but I have no memory of it, and I don't know. I really don't know what it's all about. I just wonder sometimes what that is, because you know we have been in a pandemic and there are murders going on and there are drug issues and things, and I just don't know what a little radio station, community radio station in Marion, Ohio, why that's such a scourge to this person, because this is not exactly the first time that they have done this.
Have they ever let you see his complaints? Have you ever read any of them?
Oh yeah, we get to see the complaints. They're pretty much the same things over and over. It's just, you know, the board is not right, the bunch of stuff in there. You know, it's the same, it's been the same stuff for quite some time.
Well, yeah, a long time ago, I met a couple with members of the board, of the decision and all, and money is all in there, and, but you and, Nate and Glenn, I know all you guys, I haven't seen or heard anything, but I thought was wrong with it.
Well, you know, what I figure is, in the end, what will happen, and that'll be okay. What can you do? I mean, we're not going to go away. Now, the only thing that would happen if the FCC did not rule in our favor is we would not be on the air, transmitter-wise. We would not be over the air, but we would continue on the TuneIn app. We would continue on the Alexas and the Googles. We would continue on the website. None of that stuff would go away, and we would not go away.
Well, that's what I wanted. You don't be able to,
oh, yes. Well, we would not lose any of that other stuff. None of that other stuff is under the guise of the FCC. So all of that stuff would continue.
So what are you expecting or supposed to get a response from the FCC?
You don't really know. You don't really know when the response is coming. And, you know, they're allowed to take their time. But I will tell you, that the people that I have spoken with at the FCC have always been very nice. They have always made it very clear to me that they are not in the business of taking radio stations off the air. They're in the business of keeping them on the air. So no matter what, I can always say that these people have been extremely nice to me, and I have no beef with them at all. They're just doing their job.
Right. One more question.
Go ahead.
Did you ever find out why the transmitter was shut off?
Say that again?
Did you ever find out why your transmitter was shut off in a couple of days?
Why the trash was not set out?
Your transmitter, when you got set up there.
Well, the transmitter got shut. Oh, okay. You know, all I was told, I was not in on that situation. I was not in the dealings to get it turned back on. But I do know that the person who got it turned back on was told that a letter was sent to the people who house our tower. Now, who sent the letter? I don't know. I don't think the FCC has said they sent a letter, so I guess you just have to figure out who sent the letter.
Yeah. All right.
So
okay, you guys stay on air.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, the point of this is not really this story, to be honest. Like I said, the FCC will rule however they rule, and that's okay, because they're an organization and they're allowed to do that. But, and I don't know when that will happen. But the point is that we will not be going away. We will keep the website, which streams this station, which will still be on the air. We would not go off the air. We will still be on the TuneIn app. If you're listening to us on the TuneIn app, which I know a lot of people do, nothing would change. It will still be the same way it always has been. If you have an Alexa or a Google Dot, you can still listen to us on that. That's what I do. I just call us up on the Google Dot, play 107.1 FM, and there we are via TuneIn. And TuneIn's free. You don't have to pay any money. So that's all that would happen. We would just be turned off over the air. And we would continue. I mean, everybody around here has already had that discussion. And the fun thing about it is that in the next 30 days, there are so many positive things that we're going to be talking about very soon that are really going to change the face of broadcasting in general in Marion. And I hope everybody is along for that ride, no matter what happens with this FCC situation, which has been going on for the last few months. Because whether we end up on TuneIn, or whether we end up on your Google device, or whether we end up on the website, or however we continue to transmit, it's going to be an interesting month. There are going to be so many changes around here that are going to be for the positive that this is going to be a station that you do not want to not listen to every day. If you miss a moment when our changes take place, you're really going to be missing something. Not that you wouldn't be missing something if you did not listen to us now. But the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always welcome phone calls to discuss whatever is going on in the world. That's another thing I think we try to do here is field calls of any nature, just like we did yesterday with the headache. I think that's a community service. I think that at some point radio got away from doing things like that. I think all radio announcers in a certain way, and when I mean all, I'm certainly not speaking about everybody, but most, let's put it that way, most radio announcers got away from doing that type of talk, talking about headaches, talking about things going on in their life. I think people want to know about that. I think everybody leads a life, and everybody does what they do, and I think it's interesting to everybody. You know, I think it's interesting that I cannot work an air fryer. I think it's interesting that I remember back in when I was having all the trouble with my car battery, I had a lot of good advice given to me over the airwaves. And that is a very important communication. So, that's that story. And I guess it will just continue on. And if we're not here one morning, I would just turn on the tune in or go to the website, WWGH1071.com, and listen to us there, because that's where we will be. Now, I do have a funny story to tell that kind of ties into all this. Now, I can't remember if I told this story on the air or not, but I had a tablet, or I guess I have a tablet is what I should say. But about 6 months ago, back in October, my tablet stopped working. And I used to use this tablet all the time. I thought it had a good video camera in it. I thought it had a good regular camera in it. So I used to use this tablet all the time. And last October, it just stopped working. Just completely went dead and would not recharge. Now, I always suspected that it had something to do with the charger. But the charger was a very unique charger that I had really never seen before. I had really never seen this particular charger that was on this tablet. So, a few weeks ago, after it being out of commission for 6 months, I decided I'm going to see if I can go out and buy a new charger and get this tablet back in working order. So, I went out, could not find the charger that I needed. That's just how rare it was. So, I got home that night, and I happened to be with Angie, and Angie said that there actually was another port on the tablet for a power cord, a different type of power cord. So I plug this in, and basically, to make a long story short, which I don't know if I've gotten there already or not, the tablet came back on that Saturday night, which I think was a couple weeks ago. So the tablet comes back on, and it's been working just fine ever since this particular day, which is great because I like this tablet. So it must have had all to do with the charger. So now I'm really having fun with this tablet. Now, I could never do a Facebook Live, because these Facebook Lives seem to be very important. Even in radio now, people want to see what you're doing. So, I could not figure out why I could not do a Facebook Live on the tablet. And the tablet has a good camera on it, so I would want to use the tablet. Well, I found out last night that the reason that the tablet would not do a Facebook Live is because I did not have the Facebook app downloaded. I just had regular Facebook on the internet browser. And when you bring it up on the browser, it does not do Facebook Live. So I downloaded the app, and I could Facebook Live. And a matter of fact, I gave it a little bit of a test drive yesterday. So if I can remember it any day this week, I am going to bring this tablet in and we will just Facebook Live some of these shows. Which, interestingly enough, the reason I'm telling this story is because that's a whole nother way to broadcast. We could broadcast on Facebook. You might tune in your social media one morning and see my face or the guest face right on Facebook, and there we would be. And that's another way to broadcast. So suffice it to say, we will not be going away. There are many outlets to broadcast, no matter what the decision is that will be rendered down the road. Now, something else that I'm hoping for is that whenever this decision is rendered, I do hope that the Marion Star does an article like they did last time. Because if they do an article, like I say, we're prepared this time. So we can tell them what we're doing now. We've got a full plan ready to go. What would happen should the FCC not rule in our favor? But again, I think they will, because I don't think the FCC wants to take good stations off the air who are doing good things. But should they, hopefully we'll get the same attention from the Marion Star that we had last time, and we'll be able to tell them this new venture that we would be headed on, which I am really excited about, because I did a lot of research into the history of Marion Radio, which is now 80 years old, and if you go back to 1940, when they were putting together the first radio station in Marion, there was a lot of skepticism in those days. Is this radio station going to succeed? What are they going to do? What's the programming going to be about? There was a whole lot of skepticism and a whole lot of last minute decisions being made if you read these articles. You know, I think so many years pass and we think, oh, everything has been perfect for so long. It was not perfect in the beginning. A matter of fact, when radio started back in Marion in 1940, I talked to the daughter of the founder of radio in Marion, Virginia Mason, who was the daughter of Bob Mason. And Virginia told me that Bob Mason used to have to mortgage the furniture in their home to pay the staff in the beginning. So those were the meager beginnings of radio here in Marion. So you've got to remember that. And I think we want everything quick and we want it now. And that's just not how things happened. And there have been so many radio stations that have failed or not succeeded for several reasons over the years that I think just could not get through those early days, much like the first radio station in Marion was having trouble during the early days. But they overcame it, and they're still here 80 years later. Now, it's a different type of radio station now, but they're still here. You know, adversity is a thing. But saying all this basically just means, why worry? Why worry about what's coming? I stopped worrying about this about a month ago, because at some point you can no longer worry about things you have no control over. And you also have to understand that knowledge is the antidote to fear. And I know what has happened at this station over the past 7 years. So I will always know what the truth is, as opposed to what people have tried to manufacture what the truth is. And That's good enough for me, to be honest. Now, does anybody else have anything interesting going on? Now, I have vented my day, so give me a call if you have anything interesting going on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget today, we've got the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. today on this station, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. That's the way it goes for the rest of the day here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and I'm sure they will all be great programs and a great service to you in the listening audience. But if you've got anything to say right now, our phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you and what's going on in your world. And I keep promising it to you, and I'm going to do it just as a history project one morning. I'm going to pull these articles up from the Marion Star 80 years ago, because I do have them printed off, and we will go through these articles. And you'll hear exactly what people were writing 80 years ago when broadcast first happened here in Marion, which I think is very interesting. You know, something I thought we might do this morning, when we did our big cookie giveaway last week, we did not get every question answered because we had a whole bunch of questions that were on the table last week that we did not quite get to. And I think at one morning this week, now this will not be for any type of a giveaway at this point, but I thought we might go through the questions that are left here. Because we have about, I see four on that page, and then we have a lot of other questions that have to deal with company slogans that I think are kind of interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll throw one of these out this morning because we did go through some of these. Let's see here. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you one I think we did do that morning, but I can't remember if we got it or if I did give the answer or what happened. But try to do this from your head because this is a very famous brand of cookies, Chips Ahoy. Does anybody know what the slogan for Chips Ahoy is? I remember this being a little bit of a difficult question. So the question right now, 44 minutes past the hour, and again, there are no prizes here. This is just general knowledge trivia. Does anybody know what the slogan for the company Chips Ahoy is? And I remember, I think this was another one, so I'll throw this one out as well. I'll throw out three. I'll tell you what, I'll give you three. Well, I'll give you, let's see here. Well, they're all pretty famous companies. Does anybody know the slogans for Chips Ahoy, Famous Amos, Keebler, or Little Debbie? I think we went through several of these last week, but let's see if anybody remembers them. Does anybody know the slogans for the companies Chips Ahoy, Famous Amos, Keebler, or Little Debbie? If you know the slogans for those companies, just one, you can call in and just answer one. You don't have to do all four. But if you know the slogans for any of those companies, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know those companies' slogans? And this was very funny last week when we were doing this trivia because everybody used to know the slogans for companies. That was the whole idea behind commercials. And a lot of times these slogans were printed right on the wrappers of the businesses, but not so much anymore. And these are all very famous companies. Chips Ahoy, Famous Amos, Keebler, and Little Debbie. I know these are sold in high quantities, and I know people eat a lot of these items. So does anybody know the slogans? Apparently they don't. This is going about as well as it went last week. Does anybody know the slogans for any of those companies? Chips Ahoy, Famous Amos, Keebler, or Little Debbie? what are the slogans for those companies? I wonder why the slogans have all fallen by the wayside. I wonder if it's because of the internet and people paying less attention to television. And when you do, what is it now, you do DVR, I know a lot of people just fast forward through the commercials, which is where all these spots are given. I don't know what people do now with commercials. Go ahead, caller. Unwrap a smile. Now, did you know that, or did you
have... Well, I didn't know it in its entirety. I knew it was something about a smile.
Well, now,
and
see...
then I remembered the answer from last week.
Now, there... See, to me, Little Debbie and Hostess, I always get confused about who makes what.
Right. Well, I'm sitting there, I should know by heart.
Well, it's just hard to, because I like the oatmeal cream pies. I was buying those oatmeal cream pies for somebody, or thought about buying those oatmeal cream pies for somebody last week, and I could not remember if they were in the Hostess section or if they were in the Little Debbie section.
Have you ever had one of those strawberry shortcake rolls?
Oh, yeah, those are some of my favorite.
Oh, if I was on a deserted island,
but
and
now,
I could only have one food for the rest of my life, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, that would be a good place to eat that, on a deserted island.
I think so.
Now, is it... You know, see, here's what I always wonder, and, you know, we get into a lot of semantics here. Is it deserted...
What's a semantic?
Huh?
What's a semantic?
Well, just the way things are pronounced and the words that we used.
Okay.
So I always wonder, is it a deserted island or is it a desert island?
I think it's a dessert island, if you're just going to be eating them things that we talked about.
So you could be on a desert island and other people...
I said a dessert island.
A dessert island. Well, sure.
Yeah, because all I want to eat is strawberry rolls.
Well, do we know if our strawberry rolls, Hostess or Little Debbie?
Oh, that's Little Debbie.
Oh, that is Little Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't quite perfected that over at the Hostess company.
Now, if I'm going Hostess, my go-to is this orange cupcake.
So it sounds like you're not a chocolate person.
Oh, no, I am. I have my favorite.
Well, you know what?
I think I've explained this to you before, Scott. I've never really met a calorie that I didn't like.
Well, you know, that's the way with all of us. You know, we all like our certain things and our go-tos. But you know something? In the grocery store, what I don't understand is why... Sometimes are the donuts with these items, and sometimes the donuts not with these items. They hide the donuts all over the store.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before too. That is kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. I've never understood that, but you know, I guess that's the way it goes. Now, how do you eat your Hostess and Little Debbie? Just plain, or do you dunk them in something?
Oh no, the only thing I would ever dunk would maybe be like, some cookies or something, maybe in milk.
Well, it's certainly not a bad idea. I just think, you know, this past weekend I went and got an Oreo Blizzard, which I have said many times is my favorite dessert from any kind of food place. And
an Oreo Blizzard?
An Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. Now, see, I don't like these other places.
Have you ever had their Orange Julius's?
Yes, I have had their Orange Julius's.
They're not bad.
No, those are good. But I'm still not sure what's in an Orange Julius, because when you try to explain it to somebody, it's not orange juice, but it's not an orange milkshake. So I'm not really sure what an Orange Julius actually is.
I'm not either. I just know they're pretty tasty. I had never heard of them, and then I went out for lunch one day at work, and someone said, hey, if you're going by Dairy Queen, will you bring me an Orange Julius? I'm like, sure. And then that my curiosity, so I had one. I thought, not bad.
You know what's funny? Orange Julius is a big company, especially on the West Coast, and there are just regular Orange Julius restaurants, there used to be, across the country, and I did not know for the longest time that you could get them at Dairy Queen here in Marion. I don't know how long that's been a thing.
And I mean, and if we're being honest, it's kind of a fun word to say, Julius, Orange Julius.
Well, I wonder where it comes from. I mean, obviously, orange is the flavor of the thing, but I wonder where Julius comes from.
Maybe that was like the person that created it.
It could be. All these things have little bits of derivation. So
let's not let any of this take attention away from the fact that Shamrock Shakes are like nectar of the gods.
Oh, are those back at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Now, didn't they used to call those grasshoppers?
I don't know. I'm 40, and as long as I can remember, they've always been Shamrock Shakes.
You know, I'm pretty sure they used to call them grasshoppers, but I don't think at McDonald's they ever called them grasshoppers, but I think if you went in and ordered a mint shake.
Oh, yeah, that's probably like a trademark thing. Like, that's what McDonald's, but I mean, if we're, you know, just to call fate a state, it's just a mint shake, but at McDonald's, you know, they call it the Shamrock Shake, so I'm sure every place has their variation of it.
Now, I've never had one at McDonald's. Do they put chocolate chips in that?
I think you had told me that once before, and I shed a tear for you. I thought, you've never had Shamrock Shake from McDonald's? Like, maybe here's what you should do. Turn on some John Mellencamp, maybe the whole CD or something, his greatest hits, then go have a Shamrock Shake. I'm not sure what rock you've been living under, Scott.
But now, wait a second. If I turn on John Mellencamp's greatest hits, that's only going to get me about a mile down the road, isn't it? I'm not going to make it to McDonald's and back to that.
Okay, we're getting crazy. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, that whole John Mellencamp thing was funny to me when we went through that a few months ago, because I know who John Mellencamp is. It's not like that name is not floating around in my head, and I remember when he was known as John Cougar Mellencamp, although I'm not sure why he was known as John Cougar Mellencamp or what he's known as today. I think he's still alive. But these songs, I had no idea about these songs. You know, what were the songs? Jenny and Jill or something? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, you're talking about Little Debbie's.
Yes?
Clovers. When you win Clovers, you go down the end of the video aisle and back to the end. You know, Little Debbie's at their own display down there to sing before you get into the Clover Bridge and whatever.
So Little Debbie's have their own thing.
They're at Clover's, and some of the other stores I was in, they usually had an Little Debbie's all in one spot and then the rest of it.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks, Bob.
Clovers, when you win, go back by there and you'll see the whole rack of Debbie's.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, see, there you go. There, I guess there's a whole display for Little Debbie's, and that's how you get the difference between Hostess and Little Debbie. But I wonder if Hostess has a saying. I don't know. We know Little Debbie is Unwrap a Smile. I don't know what the Hostess saying is. But this John Mellencamp thing, we went through it, and he's, you know, he's done these songs. I don't have them in front of me. You know, Jenny and Bill, I think, was the song or something like that. And the other song, I don't even, so the Summer of 42 or something. So there are these songs. And, but I did not know his music, to be honest. Now, somebody did play his music for me, and I did recognize the music. But I guess it was putting the title with the song. Now, that, I had no idea. I would not have been able to pick out John Mellencamp. But then we went further to find out that John Mellencamp apparently has his own commune somewhere now. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I just can't figure why John Mellencamp would have his own commune. I mean, are there really that many John Mellencamp fans left in 2021 that he can no longer be on the concert circuit, that he's got to be on a commune? And can you imagine what that commune must be like? Is he like their leader? Does he not tour anymore or have anything to do? I just never understood that. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, it reminds me, do you remember when this whole pandemic started? That the Tiger King show became so popular. This Tiger King show was like going to be the greatest thing that since sliced bread. And it was. Everybody watched it. I don't know why that was such a thing. The Tiger King show, I never did watch it. I don't think I ever watched an episode. Now, we did have somebody from the Tiger King on. I can't remember what his name was. But we did have that guy on. And I did find him to be a very interesting interview, but I never understood the whole Tiger King thing. And I don't really understand why that was so appealing. But it reminds me, in a way, of this John Mellencamp running his own commune thing, because the Tiger King, I guess, was trying to, what was it, run his own animal sanctuary? Was that what he was trying to do? I, to be honest, I never really understood it. I think the guy's in prison now. I'm not even sure why he went to prison. People tried to get me to watch this while it was on, and it just never happened. I could not understand why that was a thing that people were watching. And if you watched it, that's okay. I couldn't understand it. I don't know what that show had correlation-wise with the pandemic that made it such a go-to. Will there be another season of it? I don't know. I don't know how the first season ended. I don't know how the first season started. So I would not be an expert on what's going to happen with Tiger King. I'm sure if it did as well as people feel it did, I'm sure we will see it again. I'm sure there will be something more to the story of Tiger King. But you know, there's another example of a guy who clearly became infamous, ended up in prison for doing a whole lot of awful things, but he became very, very infamous, but also then became very popular. You know, Charles Manson had some of that quality. You know, a lot of people hated Charles Manson, and he did some awful stuff. But a lot of people also loved Charles Manson. They thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. They would write him letters in prison. There's always that faction in society that follows infamous people. I don't know if infamous translates into fame. I don't know if that's it. I really don't know. I don't know what the correlation is there. Does anybody have any thoughts on that before we break for the 15-minute break here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would be glad to hear from you on this Tuesday, March the 16th, 2021. The questions that will boggle our mind for the rest of our life. Hostess, Little Debbie, Shamrock Shakes, John Mellencamp and his commune, Tiger King, all the questions that are on the tips of everybody's tongue every day. Well, you know what? We are going to take our 15-minute break for news and weather, and we will come back in 15 minutes. With the mayor, hopefully. Stay tuned.
At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went in franchise for a week. You know, I could go on now, but that's it.